I am walking back home from the market that is near my place. I was looking for some wall putty, actually, because I have some posters that I got for free, which are incredibly unmanly. They're all female K-pop girl bands and whatnot. But I'm in South Korea, and that's how we do. Right now I'm waiting for the light to change so I can cross the street. One of the things I've noticed, at least around my town, is that South Korean traffic lights are a lot longer than they are in America. So, I'll be standing here for a little while. It's pretty cold outside, actually. I don't feel nearly as self-conscious doing this out in the open as I did in America, because I know that most people can't understand what I'm saying anyway. So I just have the phone to my ear, and I'm pretending to be talking to somebody. But no, I went to the stationery store earlier, around the corner from my place, looking for some wall putty, but I didn't find any. I ended up buying some wall tacks, which are probably not a good idea, obviously, because they'll put holes in the wall. But as I found out anyway, those don't work. Whatever material my wall is made out of is too strong. So that's a no-go. But luckily, the wall tacks I bought were pretty cheap anyway, so it doesn't matter. I found that since I don't speak much Korean, you know, trying to get unusual things that I need, like wall tacks, or actually wall putty, I should say, is very difficult because it's impossible to describe what wall putty is using my hands by gesticulating. Believe me, I've tried. I tried last night to explain that to the store owner around the corner from where I live. And I also don't know the Korean for it. I typed it into my phone and showed him what came up, but he didn't seem to understand. So then I typed in adhesive, and he gestured towards the tape, which I'm afraid to use because obviously tape's not good to put on wallpaper because it rips easily. But the wallpaper in my apartment is super cheap. It's really ugly, actually, and there's like streaks of glitter on it, which is really weird. But I know it's cheap because, aside from looking really cheap, there's actually, most people who have apartments in South Korea know this, but there's a constant threat of mold issues. And, yeah, so I've already had some mold problems in my house. I think it's something to do with the material they use to construct homes. I'm not sure, though, but I know it's a widespread problem. And everybody I've asked about it pretty much just says I have to deal with it. It's a fact of life here, so I've just been bleaching and doing everything I can. And it seems to be under control right now. But actually, before I figured that out, the entire corner by the door of my apartment just got, the whole wall just got eaten alive by the mold. It's so gross. The wallpaper behind the drawer is completely black. And my landlord looked at it and just kind of shrugged it off. So at that point, I pretty much knew that the wallpaper did not cost anything, because she didn't care at all. So, yeah. No success with anything to hang on my walls, which is unfortunate because I've been staring at a blank wall for 4 months, and now I'm in the stairwell. So I think that's going to be it for this one. Not too exciting. It's my keypad to get into my apartment. There you go. All right, talk to you next time.